News. I'm John Scott. The ceasefire agreed to last week between Israel and Hezbollah is being tested to its limits.
We had the Lebanese parliamentary speaker, an ally of Hezbollah, coming out saying that over the past few days there had been more than 50 violations by Israel. Israel, meanwhile, has said that Hezbollah is also violating the ceasefire. It's accused it specifically of moving weapons back into the very south of Lebanon. A lot now really depends on this mechanism that was set up. Both sides can report violations to this committee that involves a U.S. Army general based in Beirut.
BBC correspondent Yolanda Dell reporting from Jerusalem, also at srnews.com. After the pardon of his son Hunter, President Joe Biden's approval ratings slumped.
The Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll for Monday shows that 46% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Biden's performance, 53% disapprove. The latest figure includes 25% who strongly approve of the job Mr. Biden is doing and 42% who strongly disapprove. This gives him a presidential approval index rating of negative 17.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau will have a meeting with all opposition leaders to discuss U.S.-Canada relations. That's after U.S. President-elect Donald Trump threatened sweeping tariffs on all Canadian products. A source familiar with the matter says the meeting will be on Wednesday. Trudeau returned home after a dinner with Trump at Mar-a-Lago on Friday without assurances the president-elect will back away from threatened tariffs on all products from major American trading partners. Trump called the talks productive but signaled no retreat from a pledge that Canada says unfairly lumps it in with Mexico over the flow of drugs and migrants into the U.S. The Dow dropping 82 points. The NASDAQ is down one. This is SRN News. The Christmas War is heating up in Iowa.
Last year, in the city of Toledo, some atheists managed to get a nativity scene at the local firehouse taken down. This year, members of Solid Rock Church are firing back. Iowa News Now reports that the church has set up a large nativity outside the sanctuary that includes an image of King Herod, which bears the word atheist. This has prompted local atheists to complain that the church is, quote, taking things too far, but there are no plans to modify the display. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The bells of Notre Dame chiming again, but scaffolding that still clings to the cathedral, puzzling some Parisians and raising questions about whether the monument's grand post-blaze reopening is more symbolic than substantive. The iconic church looks bright inside, but still has construction work outside. It's scheduled to welcome the faithful back this coming Sunday for the first time since the 2019 fire. This is SRN News. President-elect Donald Trump has accepted an invitation from France.
It's a grand reopening he couldn't resist. Donald Trump says he'll attend the celebration for the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris this weekend, his first foreign trip since winning the presidential election. About 50 heads of state are expected at the high-security affair, which follows a devastating fire in 2019 and 5 years of reconstruction on the landmark site. Trump made the announcement in a post on his Truth Social site. French President Emmanuel Macron was quick to congratulate Trump on his November election before the race was even called. Last weekend, Trump announced he intends to nominate Charles Kushner, the father of Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner, to serve as ambassador to France. I'm Jennifer King.
A white ex-police detective in Kansas accused of sexually assaulting black women has died in an apparent suicide at his home. 71-year-old Roger Golubsky died of a gunshot wound. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.